Mexican gray wolves were brought back from near extinction by the Endangered Species Act signed in 1973. A calf was found dead around June 1st on a ranch in northeast Utah, a region where Mexican gray wolves are not on the endangered list. Biologist Michael Robinson with the Center for Biological Diversity says the animals should be protected by the federal law.
Biologically, under the standards of the Endangered Species Act, these are still endangered animals. And it's intuitively obvious because there's only one of them and it's on the run. It doesn't even have a family in that area. So they're very much in peril, very much qualify under the Endangered Species Act.
Leanne Hunting with the Utah Department of Agriculture and Food says, as of Tuesday, the wolf has not been seen or captured, and state officers were no longer actively searching for it. However, the wolf could still be trapped or killed by private citizens, since it's designated as a nuisance. Robinson says government agencies hunted wolves into extinction in most western states, including Utah, during the 20th century to protect ranchers' herds from predation. He says this changed with the Endangered Species Act.
The Endangered Species Act led to reintroduction of wolves into Yellowstone National Park in central Idaho in 1995, and the reintroduction of Mexican gray wolves from the last few surviving animals, their descendants, in 1998.
He says conservationists and biologists have worked since the late 1970s to restore the species to its historical habitats. The program began with fewer than a dozen animals, and now there are at least 163 Mexican grays in the wild. Despite their federal recognition as endangered, in 2011, the Utah congressional delegation attached a rider to the federal budget that decertified Mexican grays in a small part of the state. Robinson says challenges to that regulation are still being litigated. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Kaylee Foster.